Chapter 17. Wells. It was nearly noon, and Clark had been gone for hours. One of the Arcadian girls had seen her head into the woods earlier that morning, and it had taken all of Wells's self-control to keep from running after her. The thought of her venturing off on her own made his stomach feel like a punching bag for his imagination. But he had to accept that, of all the people in camp, Clark knew how to take care of herself. He also knew how important it was to find the missing medicine. Just yesterday, they dug another grave. He wandered toward the de facto cemetery that had cropped up on the far side of the clearing. Over the past few days, Wells had arranged for wooden markers to be placed at the head of each mound, something he remembered from old photographs. He'd wanted to carve the names onto the crosses, but he only knew the names of 3 of the 5 kids sleeping beneath the soil, and it didn't seem right to leave the others blank. He shuddered and turned back to the graves. The concept of burying the dead had initially struck him as repulsive, but there hadn't seemed to be any alternative. The thought of burning the bodies was even worse. But although the normal practice of releasing corpses into space was certainly tidier, there was something reassuring about gathering the dead together. Even in death, they'd never be alone. It was also strangely comforting to have a place to visit, to say the things you couldn't say to people you could see. Someone, possibly a Walden girl he'd seen flitting near the trees, had gathered fallen branches and rested them along the wooden markers. In the evening, the pod still glowed to life, casting a soft light over the cemetery that gave it an almost unearthly beauty. It would have been nice to have somewhere on the ship where it wouldn't have seemed strange to talk to his mother. Wells glanced up at the darkening sky. He had no idea if the colony lost contact with the dropship when it crashed, but he hoped that the monitors and the bracelets were still transmitting data about their blood composition and heart rates. They must have collected enough information to prove that Earth was safe and would surely begin sending groups of citizens down soon. For a moment, he dared to let himself hope that his father and Glass would be among them. "What are you doing over here?" Wells turned and saw Octavia moving toward him slowly. Her ankle was healing quickly. Her limp was starting to look like a saunter. "I don't know. Paying my respects, I suppose." He gestured toward the graves. "But I was just leaving," he added quickly, as he watched her toss her dark hair over her shoulder. "It's my turn to go for water."
"I'll go with you."
Octavia smiled, and Wells looked away uncomfortably. The long lashes that made her look so innocent when she was sleeping in the infirmary tent now lent a feral gleam to her enormous blue eyes. "Are you sure that's a good idea with your ankle? It's a long walk."
"I'm fine," she said, her voice full of playful exasperation as she fell into stride next to him. "Though you're very sweet to be concerned, you know."
She went on, increasing her pace to catch up with Wells, who hadn't noticed he'd lengthened his step.
"It's ridiculous that everyone hangs onto Graham's every word. You know so much more than he does."